Welcome to the Parental Thriving Podcast. I am your host, Melissa Bojea, going through this journey with you as I parent my own three children. And today we are talking about firmness and how that looks like. Good morning. And today we are talking about firmness. What does it look like? What does it look like for you? But before we start, I would like to remind you that if you would want to receive all the information so you don't miss anything from what I am doing, you can join my mailing list, which you can find on my website, www.parentalthrivingmalta.com. And if you prefer to listen rather than seeing, so you prefer a podcast, I do have my own podcast, which you can access again through my website. And then there are various options like Spotify, which you can use. So it would be www.parentalthrivingmalta.com/podcast. And lastly, may I remind you that I've started doing these lives also in Maltese. So I will be talking in both Maltese and English. Let me start. And first of all, firmness is something which I think is what most of us struggle with. At least for me, it has been one of the biggest struggles when it came to firmness, because in my mind, firmness didn't have a good connotation. And so I would go from being very firm with my children, to then not enjoying that, and then letting them do whatever they want, because maybe I gave up on it, and then I go back to being firm. And it was like a yo-yo. And for years, it was such a struggle. And then when I discovered positive discipline, and when I've started learning and doing that paradigm shift within me, that is when I understood how I could be firm without being mean. And it is still a struggle, I will say. It is still something which I do still struggle with. But also it makes, how can you say it? Also, though, I can see how I am flowing much easier with firmness, and how it is more accepting, not just for me, but also for the rest of the family. So to give you an idea of how all this works out, and we look at different parental types, okay? And there is the parental type where children are left to do what they want. They let them to decide what they want to eat, what they want to wear, and anything else possible. It is up to the children to decide. The parents are what we call permissive parents. And therefore, the children have a lot of kindness, as in they are giving them a lot of autonomy and a lot of say in their world, but they do not have a container. They do not have any boundaries. Then you have what possibly most of us have been brought up with. I personally was brought up in this kind of parenting where the parent was very firm, and I had to do what I was told. I couldn't decide anything. I had to be quiet. I didn't have a voice. And basically, you had to obey. And that is the authoritarian parenting. With positive discipline, we are combining both of them. So we are getting the boundaries, which really help children, and the kindness to help them grow and learn. And that is what we call wait, I'm getting stuck in the word, authoritative, or I can't say it well today. Authoritative parenting. Yes, that's right. And it sounds very much the same as authoritarian, but it isn't. And as I said, it combines kindness with firmness because children need the boundaries together with the autonomy. So we are looking at giving them wings to try, wings to explore, but within confines that help them grow, right? And firmness, therefore, as I said, can be very difficult because we have grown up, most of us, as I said, in authoritarian parenting where we have had very strict parents. And so for us, firmness looks like being mean. It does look like being mean sometimes, but it doesn't need to be that way. And that is what I'm going to show you today. Because firmness doesn't need to be mean at all. So, how do we do that? And the first thing I would say is to look at the boundaries, those that are non-negotiable. Why? The reason is that in the beginning of my parental journey, I kind of went with the flow. So if my toddler started touching the switches and I didn't want, I would say, no, don't touch the switches. And kind of the rules were born as we walked along. And that didn't work well, I feel, because when I made especially my third child, when I went straight away to look, these are the boundaries, these are non-negotiable boundaries for your health and safety, and this is how it's going to be, and then worked out boundaries which are changeable. The rest of the boundaries are all changeable according to where your child is, according to what the needs are of the family. So having your main boundaries of health and safety would be really, I think, important so that you can literally then move easier with the rest and find the firmness where it is needed. And so after those boundaries, those non-negotiables, the health and safety ones, that is all just health and safety ones, right? We are going to look at other things. And those, yes, might go as we go along. So if you have a child at school, which who would have homework, right? Most children, our children usually get homework, and the child is probably tired, they don't really feel like doing homework. And that is, how can that therefore make for us to make a boundary where you have to do the homework even though you don't really want to? And the first thing is through our listening. So I can see you had a very hard day and you're very tired today. And maybe they can have some downtime before they start the homework, right? So that they can relax a bit. And also not having, therefore, that specific time. But maybe you can have a specific time by when the homework needs to be done. And therefore, you would be. So, what is your plan for the homework? Please remember it needs to be done by 6 o'clock. And I am available to help you between 4 and 5 o'clock only. At the moment, it is 3. What is your plan? And it gives them time to think. Obviously, this is a bit for the older children. For the younger children, you might need to have even more kind of stricter boundaries, as in, let's see, as in, Okay, you have an hour of playtime, snack time, and then homework is going to be done. And it is as simple as that. And when that hour is done, it is important for us to follow through. And that is maybe one of the main reasons that firmness is so difficult to achieve, because we do put up the boundaries, but then we are not likely to follow through with them. And that is most the biggest problem, I would say, for us to keep up the boundaries, because we don't follow through. And I have found myself that the more I follow through with boundaries, the easier it actually gets. But those first few steps are so difficult for us to do, right? It is so difficult. But yes, as we flex and we try over and over again to do these boundaries and to hold them, it really does get easier. It does get easier. And the children appreciate them actually. And knowing that we are upholding the boundaries, maybe they won't say that, and maybe they don't realize that, but you can see it in the way they change their attitude and they change the way things happen, you know. So, I was mentioning a couple of weeks ago how my youngest son was pushing screen time limits because during the Christmas holidays I had let him to see more screen time than usual. And when I started to keep the boundaries again that we had in place, he wasn't very happy. But as time went on and as I kept holding tight to those boundaries, not only he stopped pushing as such. So, okay, maybe once a day he will still ask me, can I see more screen time? But as soon as I say, you've already watched your amount of screen time, why don't we do this and that instead? He is more than likely to accept it. Sometimes with more grace than others. It depends on the day and the mood. But in general, I find that the more I held the boundaries, the more easier it was for him to keep them actually and not push against them. So, other ways that we are keeping boundaries, which are not mean in their way, you know. We can look at it as giving a choice that is going to work for us, especially when it comes to the younger children. So, would you like to put on the blue dress or the green dress? You know, you are giving them that option, that leeway, but both for things that you need. Would you like to have cereals for breakfast or toast? So you are not giving too many choices. Too many choices do not help children, but you are giving them a choice. So you're giving them the autonomy. You are being kind to them. You are letting them choose, but they are choosing within limits that will eventually help them grow because that is what they need at the moment. And these limits will expand. They will expand as time goes on, as children grow. So that is why we have in place only health and safety limits. Because the others, they will need to change according to the child where he is at in his growth at the time. We can be kind and firm. The firmness can look like, what is your plan to make sure you get to school on time? Because we are always being late. What is the plan? What will help you to, sorry, what will help you to be ready on time so that we do not need to rush to go for school? And that is something else that would, you know, it's giving them again the time for them to think and see what is happening, what is not working for them, and at the same time, they are also finding solutions within these boundaries. We need to leave home by 6 o'clock, by 7 o'clock. How are you going to achieve that? What do you need from me to help you be ready by 6 o'clock? So we are looking at firmness in a way that is not being mean, because we are taking into consideration their needs still. We are giving them some options, we are giving them food for thought, curiosity questions for us to really see how we can help them. And so, you know, it is really something which I think it would really help in that way. So what does firmness look like for you? How does that show up for you? What other help do you need to understand firmness better? Maybe you have some questions which you'd like to put down and I can answer for you about situations where you are not sure how to be firm with the child yet kind at the same time. I'll be happy to answer them for you. So yes, tell me about that. That is it, I think, for today. And I just wanted to let you know before I switch into Maltese that next week I will be talking on how to help your middle schooler choose their subjects for secondary school. It has been a challenge. It's still an ongoing challenge, but I think I've learned some very important things which I would really love to share with you to make this transition easier for both you and your child. So I look forward next week to tell you all about this.